graduation service tonight, and so we have several people that we're wanting to recognize and present special things to this evening. So let me begin with our we're going to begin with our School of the Bible. So on Monday nights we have what we call a Bible Institute or our School of the Bible, and we offer different classes. And some of these classes are actually through Crown College, which is a Bible college down in Knoxville, Tennessee. And so we use some of their classes. And if someone goes through, there are 12 classes that a person has to complete. And these vary from different Bible doctrines and Old Testament surveys, New Testament surveys, the life of Christ. I mean, many different classes. And the purpose in this is just to help people to learn more about the Bible and to grow in their walk with the Lord and their faith and in their knowledge of the Word of God. And so we offer these on Monday nights. And so if a person, it takes all 12 of those classes, it usually, if they take the ones that we offer, usually will take them about 3 years to finish all of these classes. And so it's exciting when we have people in our church that go through that. And we have a number of people that are going through it. Many have already gone through it. How many of you have completed the School of the Bible? Raise your hand if you have. Look at all, yeah, there's a lot of people around that have done that, and that's great, and we praise the Lord for that. And so tonight we have several people that we want to recognize that have completed that. And first tonight we want to recognize Miss Cheryl Wagner Alexander. And so Miss Cheryl, if you want to come at this time. And Miss Cheryl actually went down to Crown College and actually walked in the graduation ceremony, so she actually has hers framed and everything. But Miss Cheryl, we're so happy for you and so glad that you were able to go through those classes. I know it's a long time to do, a couple years, but we're so glad for your faithfulness and that she's been able to complete this. And so, Miss Cheryl, God bless you. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
Amen.
God
bless you. Amen. And then next, we have Miss Kelsey. Where's Miss Kelsey at? Miss Kelsey, there she is. Miss Kelsey. And basically, the certificate just says, in recognition that this person has completed the course of study prescribed by First Baptist Church for Biblical Studies, and it is through the Eaton School of the Bible, also through Crown College, and so we're glad for Kelsey as well. Kelsey, God bless you. Congratulations. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Amen. And then also we have Mr. Landon Nichols. Mr. Landon Nichols. Amen. Mr. Landon, come right ahead. And God bless you, buddy. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's great. Amen. Bless you. Amen. And it's always neat to see both young people. I believe if you are a sophomore in high school, you can begin taking those classes. And so by the time you graduate from high school, you could have finished all of those classes. And of course, just really helps you to have a better understanding of the Bible. And they're just great classes. Of course, Pastor Joel will usually teach a class. My dad has taught a class. I teach a class. And so not only the different classes, but also different teachers as well. And I mean, it's expensive. I mean, when you get, you know, quality guys like Pastor Joel and my dad and me, I mean, it's expensive to go through. I mean, you know, we're not cheap, you know. And I think we charge $20 a class. That's it for the whole year, right? So it really is cheap. It was a joke, all right? But if you're interested in that, we'll be starting that up again in the fall. And if you'd like to take, you don't have to take all three classes if you just want to take one class or something. But it's a great way to learn more about the Bible, to learn more of the Word of God, and draw closer to Him. And so we're so thankful for these and excited that they have gone through those classes as well, right? Well, tonight we also have several high schoolers that have, they're finishing up, they're graduating and getting ready to take that next step in life and finishing up high school, and now some thinking about going to college and careers and things like this. And so we want to be able to recognize them this evening as well. And so first of all, if I could have Isaiah Alsep, and if I could have Mr. and Mrs. Alsep, if you guys would like to come up as well. And you can come over here with your parents, that's okay, right? That's great. And so Isaiah We have a diploma or graduation for you for completing high school. So Isaiah, God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord for that. And also, we have a gift from the church. One of the things that we think is the most important gift that we can give is we always give the seniors that are graduating a very nice Bible that we pray that they will use in their life, that they'll read it, study it. And so we have one of these for all of our graduates. So Isaiah, on behalf of the church, God bless you. We're praying for you, excited and for you. And so I'll let you guys maybe say a word or two or something, or if Isaiah, if you'd like to say something.
Isaiah's a great kid, always been in a hurry. He learned to ride a bike when he was like 2 without training. If he puts his mind to it, he can do almost anything. From being showman to showman when he was 12 for the Montgomery County Fair to this year just wrestling for the first time having the goal of lettering, he did do that. Worked full time, not full time. Yeah, he worked 3 jobs, went to college full-time, and also did his journeyman stuff. And we're just really excited about the man he's become, and we're super proud of him.
Amen. Amen. You guys want to stand over here? We'll get a picture taken with you guys. Amen. Yep. Amen.
Sorry, I'm being directed as usual.
It's all right. Amen. Bless you. And congratulations, Isaiah. God bless you. Praise the Lord for you. All right, next, if we could have Gavin Boyd, and if your mom and dad, where are they at? Mom and dad, come on up here. That's great. Gavin, you can come on the side where your parents are too. That's great. And of course, many of these are graduating from homeschool or from different things, and so some of them have already had graduation parties or graduation services and things, or will have some other ones as well. But we're so excited for them. Gavin, we have a gift for you as well as a senior, and God bless you, buddy. We're praying for you, excited for what God's going to do in your life. And do you want to share something, or Joe? Yeah.
So my plans for the fall, I'm going down to Crown College in Tennessee to study auto diesel, get a degree in that. I'm hoping I can play for the soccer team and also to serve the Lord down there. I also want to thank my parents for putting up with me. You know, sometimes I can be a handful, especially. I want to thank Pastor for allowing me to be in the team group and even be in this church.
Amen.
And thank you, Brother Jake and Miss Lana, for being my main teachers in teen class, working with me, teaching me. I also want to thank Miss Rachel and Brother Shane. Shane's not here, unfortunately, but I want to thank them as well.
Amen. Amen. Joe?
Come up here, buddy. Well, it's to you. You're obviously our firstborn, so you're our first student, and you're our first graduate. But there's lots of firsts in 18 very short years ago. I did not even want to be a father, but, excuse me. Along this journey, there's been lots of firsts. I've also learned a lot from you. For example, I did not know that 20 Hot Wheels would fit into a speaker.
It's the second time you've done this now.
But anyways, I don't want to be up here all day. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you." I don't know what things will be added to you in your life, but I know that God is faithful, and he will be with you through it all. I'm very proud of you. Your mother and I both are very proud of you. And I will be watching your career with great interest.
Amen. Come on, stand over here together. Let's get a picture. Brother Tom, take a picture of you guys together. Stand close to your mom. All right. That's great. Amen. Very good. God bless you, Gavin. Thank you. All right. Then if we could have Raquel and the Brubakers, if you guys want to go ahead and make your way up here as well. I'm telling you, the more that these kids graduate and the more that I'm up here graduating kids, I feel really old. But it's exciting to see what God's doing in each of their lives. Raquel, we're so happy for you. Here's a gift from the church, a Bible. I pray that you'll use it. God bless you. And we're excited for what God's going to do in your life and for the family as well. And we praise the Lord for that. Let's get a picture of Brother Tom there. Amen. Stand together. Amen. Very good. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's give her a hand. Thank you. All right. Then if we have Brian Nouse, if we can have Brother Jake and Miss Leanna go ahead and come up at this time. You made it. That's what it says right here. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't. Yeah. Brian, God bless you, buddy. Proud of you and excited to see what God's going to do with your life. Of course, we have a Bible for you as well. And I pray that God will have you use it and study it and be in the Word of God. And I don't know who wants to go first. Who wants to say something first? All right.
I don't want to take forever, but there's a lot of people that have had a big part in this church and in Brian's life. And I want to thank the church as a whole for praying for him. And so thankful for the young man that he is. And, you know, we've prayed our whole lives that our kids would, well, not our whole lives, but since I've been saved and we've been in church, but we've prayed that our kids would get saved, that they would love the Lord and they would serve the Lord. And Brian's doing that. I want to thank Pastor for all that he's invested in Brian, Miss Jackie, Brother Joel, Miss Heidi, and Brother Shane, Miss Rachel. I could go on down the list. I could list all of you that have had a part in their lives. And I'm so thankful for this church and what has been invested, all the teachers, master clubs, and Sunday schools, and everything. But most of all, I'm thankful for my wife and the investment that she's made in homeschooling. It was kind of a new concept, and she... it's a lot of hard work. You homeschool moms in here know it's a lot of hard work. I don't want to step on what she's going to say, but I am so thankful for everything that she's done. And I couldn't have done it. If I would have done it, he'd be a mess. I mean, it would be awful. So I'm thankful for her. She's structured, and she has given him a good education, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm proud of him. So
amen.
I kind of feel as a homeschool parent, we're celebrating together, and he is our first as well, and there is a lot of firsts, and he has totally been our guinea pig, and so many times I have learned what not to do and what to do for the other ones, so they're getting it a little bit easier, but he has been great. I do want to say Brian has, for the most part, been really patient with me. I was that homeschool mother, that mom, who when the Lord started, he was in public school in Eaton in first grade when God started speaking to my heart about homeschooling. And I was that one that said, you're nuts. Like, no, that's not me. I don't have the patience. I don't have the smarts. And I don't. I still feel that way. But God can. God can, and we've gotten through it, and he's been patient with me. He's been really easy to teach, chemistry being the exception. But we did it. And I do want to thank, I feel like I've had so much support and from family and friends, especially with homeschooling. And I just want to publicly thank you for going through this with me and being patient with me. And I'm proud of you. And to throw my verse in there, 3 John says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Mm-hmm. And you are, and I'm proud of you, and I'm so happy, and I want to thank you all who have prayed for him over the years, and just ask you to continue to do that until as he takes his next step, but I'll let him tell you what his next steps are.
Amen.
So I'm very thankful for where God's allowed me to be, and I would be remiss if the first person I didn't think was Jesus Christ himself. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. It was him that saved me and gave me a purpose in life, and I'm so thankful for that. I know there's a lot of people I could thank here today. It would take a very long time to thank everyone. I want to first and foremost thank my parents. They've been, obviously I wouldn't be here today without them in more ways than one, but just the way they've helped me in my life, just mom being my teacher and obviously helping me through that, and both of them being people I can talk to and get counsel and help in. And also as youth leaders, I don't know where I'd be today without the youth group and just the encouragement and the blessing that's been going to camps and conferences and mission trips. And I look back at those times and think that's where I drew closest to the Lord. That's when God really changed my life. So I'm really thankful for just them as parents and as youth leaders. I'm thankful for this entire church as a whole as well. That starts with Pastor. I'm so thankful for just your leading and the way you how you give the word each and every week, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the friends that I have in this church, and each and every one of you who's been my teacher and just given to the youth group and supported the youth group. And I specifically wanted to give a little encouragement to the younger ones in here today. Give your life to God. Serve the Lord each and every day. If you haven't surrendered your life to the Lord, please do that today. There's no better decision you could make as a Christian. You will not regret it. And again, I just want to thank God for his faithfulness. And I've made mistakes many and many times. I've done things that I shouldn't, but God's still there and God still has a plan for me. For this summer, I'm planning to serve at Hoosier Hills for the summer for about 7 weeks. Then in August, going to Uganda on a missions trip. And then I'm coming home for 2 days, then to go to college again. Sleep is not going to be part of the schedule. So looking forward to it, looking forward to God has me. I'm planning to study missions in college, maybe get into some of the music ministries there too. I don't know fully what God has for me in my life, but I know he has a plan, and that if I continue to follow him, that if I trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, he will direct my path, and I'm really looking forward to what God has for me today, for me in the future. And I want to thank all of you for just your prayers and the encouragement you all have been to me as well.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good picture. Good picture together. All right, very good. Pray that we bring him back from Uganda. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, next, I'd like to have Michael Raker and Miss Anita. If you guys want to come at this time. Michael, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You made it.
Thank you.
Right. Praise the Lord. And there's a gift from the church for you.
Thank you.
And a Bible. Pray that you use it. Study it. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
And we know God's going to use you. Who wants to go first?
Michael,
you want to go first?
Yeah,
you want to turn around a little bit so everybody can see?
First off, I just want to thank my mom and especially my dad, just in all the years of different things that I had to go through, just with different testing and all, to see where I would place as far as the school. And I just thank the Lord for, you know, the parents that he gave me and his protection and provision in my life. It's just really been great, and I'm really thankful for this church and how different ones have mentored me and gave me friendships that I thought I would never have. And so I'm just very grateful for that. But I also wanted to share some of my plans for the summer. I don't know if most of you know, but I graduated back a year ago in 2023, and then in August of that year, I started college going for digital media, and so I'm still very passionate about that, but at this point, I feel like God is calling me to attend a Bible college for at least a year, And so that's what I'm thinking at this time. And so I'm just continuing to trust God that he will show me his will for my life. And I just am so thankful for all that God has allowed me to be able to do. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank all of you, our church family, because you're all very special to us. And I don't know why this has to happen, but when Rob passed away, we couldn't be more thrilled with the support we've had from our church and Pastor and Jackie and, of course, the McIntyres and Shane and Rachel. And so we thank you all for all you've done for us through that, but also just as every day goes, we love being here and being able to be with all of you. I never knew back almost 18 years ago when I got a call asking if I would consider adopting Michael. Never had a clue that he'd even still be here at this point in time, because he was he had been a throwaway baby up in Akron, and they wanted to know if I'd be willing to raise him for however long that would be, and they expected him to die at any moment. So I just started praying then, and ever since I picked him up, I just prayed over him that he would be a man of God, and that no matter what he did, that he would bring glory to the Lord. And so as we've gotten closer to this day, and of course, he's still here, and that's from a lot of prayers and a lot of love from his sisters and all of our family, and I just thank God for the miracles that he's done in Michael's life, and that he is willing to serve the Lord, and I also want to specifically mention Pastor, and thank you for all the guidance you've given us. Amen. With Rob's passing, and we've just felt so secure having you as our my parents and you as our spiritual help with guidance and raising these boys. So I just thank God for Michael and all that he's going to do. And there has been a verse that our family finds very special. And we've been talking about it a lot more lately with all of the what's going to happen and when. And that's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And so that's what we claim, and know that God's going to make it clear.
Amen. So praise the Lord. Bless you. Amen. Bless you, Michael. Thank you, buddy. Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Oh, wait, here. Michael. Hold your...
Amen. Bless you, buddy.
Thanks, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. And then we also have Miss Kirsten Stensis. Miss Kirsten. Of course, Kirsten is my niece. Her parents, Matt and Keela Stensis, they are the missionaries of the week, who are missionaries in Uganda. And Kirsten was raised in Uganda and then has come back and... You want to say kind of what you're planning on doing, or? Sure, come right ahead. Go right ahead.
First of all, I want to thank everyone who's helped me be here. Number one, the Lord. I wouldn't be here without him. And then my parents can't be here. But I'm really thankful for this church, how welcoming it's been. I've only been here for over 2 months, and I still feel like I'm at home. And I really appreciate that. I plan on being here over the summer, and then during the fall, going out to California for college. I'm wanting to go for an elementary ed degree, and then possible missions afterwards. And I would just pray that you would pray with me over that, and that I would follow the Lord leading.
Amen. Well, Kirsten, we have a Bible for you, too. I know you've only been in the church for a couple months, but we do love you, and we appreciate you. And we have a Bible for you as a gift from our church, and we're so proud of you and excited what God's going to do. Amen. Let's get a good picture together. We'll send it to your mom and dad.
All right.
God bless you. It is exciting to see what God is going to do with these young people. And if you have your Bibles tonight, if you could take them, open to the book of Exodus, the book of Exodus. And I don't want to be long tonight. I know many of you have come for the graduates, and of course there's we have the reception for them afterwards as well. And I hope that you will be an encouragement to them, be in prayer for them. Many of you remember what it was like when you graduated, not necessarily knowing what the future held for you, but be in prayer for them that God would direct their steps, and exciting to see what the Lord's going to do. And if I could just bring a challenge tonight to the seniors who are here this evening, but then, of course, not just to the seniors. This is, of course, something that every one of us can apply to our life, but specifically tonight, if I could just encourage the seniors in this passage tonight. In Exodus chapter 14, and we'll begin reading in verse number 10. This is kind of a familiar passage of Scripture, at least a familiar account that we find in the Scripture in Exodus chapter 14, and we'll begin reading in verse number 10. It says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and beheld, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." I want to draw your attention just to two words at the last of verse number 15. Those last two words, go forward. Go forward. Now, we find the story here. Of course, I think most of us are probably familiar with the passage here. Israel has been in bondage and captivity in Egypt for almost 400 years, and God has sent Moses to deliver them. And as Moses has come to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go," of course, Pharaoh refuses and hardens his heart, and God brings the 10 plagues against against Egypt. And after the 10 plagues, Pharaoh releases them, of course, and says, I want you to get out. And so the Israelites are now leaving Egypt behind them, and they're going to what they would think would be the promised land. And God says, hey, I don't want you to go a certain way. I want you to go down kind of a southern route. And so they're following what God tells to Moses, and they come to the Red Sea. And as they reach the Red Sea, They encamp, and they're there, no doubt, rejoicing and praising God for the deliverance that God has given them in delivering them from Egypt. But then as they're encamped by the Red Sea, they begin to hear something like the sound of thunder. They begin to hear this noise, and they look up into the sky, and they see that it's a clear blue sky. There's no clouds in the sky, but yet they hear this noise, this thunder, this rumbling, and then they turn and they look the way that they have come, and they realize what they hear is the sound of the greatest and the fiercest army of the world at this time. The greatest army in the world was the Egyptian army during this time. The most fierce army was the Egyptian army. And they are coming after them. Of course, the Israelites are not soldiers. They've been slaves. They've been in captivity for 400 years. They don't have military background. They don't have an army to send out to fight these Egyptians. They're not soldiers. They don't have weapons to fight. And they realize with despair they're going to be slaughtered by this powerful army. And they begin to complain to Moses. As they look around them, there's no way of escape. When you read the account, you'll find that the Red Sea was before them. There were mountains on either side that they could not cross over, and the Egyptians were behind them. There is no way of escape. The Egyptian army behind them, the Red Sea in front of them, absolutely no way out of this situation. And so they start telling Moses that it would have been better for them if they had remained in Egypt. They say it would have been better if they had died in Egypt than to have been brought out into this wilderness to die. And then we find Moses trying to quiet their fears. And he tells them to watch how God is going to deliver them. And God then tells Moses something to tell Israel. And this is what he says in verse number 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me?" Isn't that interesting? God says, "Moses, what are you doing? Why are you crying out to me? You know what you're supposed to do. Do it." What do you mean he knows what he's supposed to do? What's he say? "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Now that's kind of an unusual thing for God to say. I mean, you've got the Egyptian army behind you, you've got mountains on either side, and you've got the Red Sea in front, and God says, "Go forward." Where? Where are we supposed to go, God? Where are we supposed to go? And you say, "Go forward"? Where are we supposed to go? And isn't it interesting that God questions Moses and says, "Moses, why are you asking me what to do here? You know what you're supposed to do. Go forward." But God, there's a Red Sea in front of us. There's the mountains on the Egyptian army is coming. God, what are we supposed to go forward? Go forward, Moses. And what does God say? "But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." If I can challenge you seniors tonight in this area, those two words, go forward. Go forward. And I want you to think about some of the things that we find in this account. First of all, problems will come and they will seem impossible. Problems are going to come in your life, right? There's not a single person in here who has never experienced a problem, right? I mean, everyone experiences problems. And now here you're getting ready to step out and enter that state of adulthood, and now you're having to make decisions for yourself, and yes, you're getting counsel, but now it's up to you to make the decisions of what you believe God is leading you to do, and there could be some fear and some intrepidation, but God is saying, "Hey, can I challenge you? Just go forward. Keep moving forward for the Lord Jesus Christ." I'm telling you, it is such an encouragement to me as a pastor to be able to see young people get up here and thank the Lord for what God is doing in their life and the plans that they have to serve God and to be used of God. And again, I have no idea what God's going to do with these seniors. No idea. But I can tell you this, if they will follow God, if they'll keep Him first in their life and they will go forward, God has something very special for them. I'm telling you, that's exciting to me. It's exciting to me to see that these young people can serve God. And man, I'm telling you, these young people, as we've seen other graduates that have come, and some are in Bible college right now. We got a couple seniors from last year that are here, and they're starting their life. They're finishing that first year of Bible college and things. And man, it's exciting to see what God is going to do with their life. But look, problems are going to come. Difficulties are going to come, whether it's in college. I know you guys that are in college. You spent a year in college. You guys haven't had any problems in college, have you? I mean, there's not been any issues with roommates. There's not been any issues with classes. I mean, it has been smooth sailing for these guys in college. Yeah, they're like, "No, not a chance." No, there's going to come problems in college, right? There's going to come problems in life, and when you're figuring out that new career, there's going to be difficulties and problems and things, and they got to this point, and they said, "Hey, Moses, what do we do here? There's no way out. The Egyptian army's behind us. They want to kill us. The mountains are here. The Red Sea's in front of us. There's no way out. We're in an absolute problem that we cannot fix. We don't see any way out." And here's what God says: go forward. Go forward. You may not figure out the problem. You may not understand why it's there. But God says, I've got you here for a reason. There was a reason why God brought them down this path. There was a reason why God brought Israel down to this place called Pi-hahiroth. There's a reason why they're there. Because God is going to show his might and his power in a way that they would have never thought. Can I tell you something, seniors? If you'll go forward and trust God and be obedient to God, you will see God do things in your life that you never thought possible. Never would have imagined. Never thought possible. I mean, think, look, we know the story, right? We know the story. God says, Moses, take your rod, stretch out your rod, and what's going to happen? The Red Sea is going to part. He said, oh, Pastor, do you really believe that that happened? Absolutely. Why? Because God said it did. God said it happened. He took that rod, he stretched it out, and the Red Sea parted, and the children of Israel, I like reading Bible accounts that where you can kind of put yourself in those shoes, even though you weren't there. But I can just, you know, there's these walls of water, right? And you're walking through them. And I can just, hey, is that a whale? Is that a whale right there? That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, there's a shark too. Look at that, right? I mean, you know somebody is there. That would have been me, right? I would have been like, is it going to fall if I do this, right? Is it going to come crashing down now? What? You know? We know it, right? They saw God do something amazing. Why? Because they were willing to go forward. So even though problems are going to come, even though difficulties might seem impossible, God says, go forward. Notice the second thing here. Not only do we find that problems will come and seem impossible, but don't ever forget where God has brought you from. What happens when they start murmuring? They start murmuring and complaining, and they start saying, hey, it would have been better for us if we would be back in Egypt. Oh, how easy they forgot what Egypt was like. Oh, they forgot the taskmasters. They forgot that they didn't have any freedom in Egypt. They forgot that the taskmasters were there and they would have to go out and make bricks. And they forgot about the whips and the stripes upon their backs from the beatings that they would receive for not filling their tallies and things. They easily forgot what Egypt was like when problems arose. And can I say, when problems and difficulties come in your life, don't ever forget where God brought you from. Don't ever forget what God has done in your life. Don't ever forget, may I say, first of all, don't ever forget your salvation. Don't ever forget that day that Jesus Christ saved you. Don't ever forget that day that when you put your faith and trust in him, don't ever forget that. Look, I know that there's going to be difficulties and problems and things, but don't ever forget that Jesus loved you so much that he was willing to send his son to die on the cross, or that Jesus was willing to die on the cross for your sins. Don't ever forget that. Oh, don't ever forget the blessings, and don't ever forget what he's done in your life. Man, be thankful for the parents that God has given you, and be thankful for the church that God has given made you a part of. Be thankful for what God is doing in your life, and now you're able to say, hey, I don't know what's ahead of me, but I guarantee you, God's got something good. And when problems and difficulties come, don't be like, boy, I wish I didn't come to Bible college, or I wish I didn't serve God, or I wish I didn't do this. No, no, no. Can I tell you, the world has nothing to offer. The world has nothing to offer. All that the Egypt had to offer was slavery, right? I mean, you know, even the food, you know, can you imagine this, right? When they start complaining because there's not food, right? What was the things that they mentioned? If I remember right, there are three specific foods that the Israelites mentioned that they really missed, right? Onions, garlic, and leeks. Well, that sounds appetizing, right? Look, if I go to a restaurant, and forgive me if this is you, but if I go to a restaurant, I'm not paying for salad. I'm not there for lettuce. Lettuce, I can go to the store and get lettuce, right? I mean, if I'm going to a restaurant, I want something that I'm not usually going to be able to get, right? Egypt, the Israelites are like, boy, I'm telling you, oh, I wish we would have had those leeks. Oh, man, remember those onions that we had? Bleh. Oh, what about that garlic? Well, that's not bad, but I mean, come on. That's what you miss? Garlics, leeks, and onions? What about the beatings? What about having to go out and work all the time and build those things for the Egyptians and not having a life of your own? See, they so easily forgot the goodness of God in their life, and they're willing to throw it all in for something that the world tries to say is, hey, you want some garlic? You want some leeks? You want some onions? Doesn't that sound appetizing? When God says, I got something far better for you, way better. Don't forget. And this, they were murmuring, right? They were complaining. There were no graves in Egypt, so we had to be taken out in the wilderness to die. Wait a minute. Didn't God promise that deliverance? Don't forget the promises of God. Don't forget that God has a special purpose for your life. Yeah, things can become difficult and hard, and no doubt the devil's going to try to discourage you. But here's the thing. Don't forget what God has done. Don't ever forget what God has done. And this is what he says. Stand still. Look what he says. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. He says, go forward. How do we go forward? Well, first of all, he says, fear ye not. Fear not. Hey, if I'm going to go forward for God, I can't be afraid. If I'm going to go forward, hey, yeah, we might say, well, I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not sure what career path is going to be. That's all right. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You just trust God. Don't be afraid. Trust God. Follow him. Let him direct your path. I think one of the young people said it tonight, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust the Lord. Trust him. Let him direct your path, right? If I could say this about our church, if I could say this, every single person here in this church, to these seniors, we want nothing more than for you to follow God's will for your life. To be obedient to what God has for you. Don't be afraid. Fear not, he says. Watch what God will do. See the salvation of the Lord. He says, just hang on a second. I know it looks impossible. I know it looks hard. I know it looks difficult. And I know the Egyptian army's behind you. The Red Sea's in front of you. The mountains are on either side. I know it might seem impossible, but just hold on. Don't forget whose you belong to. Don't forget you serve a living God. And he knows exactly where you are. And he knows what you're facing in life. And he says, just watch this. Watch this. Can I testify tonight? I can look back in the 20-some years of serving the Lord, and I can say it is absolutely amazing what God has done. It's absolutely amazing. There's no way that when I first surrendered to the ministry and surrendered to what God said for me to do, there's no way I ever dreamed that God would do what he's done in my life. Never dreamed it. Didn't even think about it. But I can look back and say, man, God's done some amazing things. Things that I never would have dreamed possible. Oh, I didn't get to see the Red Sea part. No, I didn't get to see that. But I've seen God do some things that were absolutely impossible unless God was involved. And look, seniors, if you can just grasp this and understand, hey, if God's in it and I'm following God, there might be obstacles around and there might be difficulties, but you know what I need to do? I just need to keep moving forward. Just keep going forward for the Lord. Just keep going forward. You say, well, what if friends and family or what if other people, what if they don't want me to go forward? Hey, you just keep going forward. You just keep following God. Well, what if nobody else is wanting to go with me? You just keep going. I guarantee you, God would have opened the Red Sea if Moses would have been the only one to cross. If Moses would have been the only one to cross, God would have opened it for him. Because he was willing to go forward. He's willing to trust God, to be obedient to him, and to be what God wanted him to be. And so as you guys and young ladies, as you are getting ready to step out and into this new phase of life, in whether it's college or career or whatever, can I challenge you tonight? Go forward. Trust God. Be obedient to what God has for you. Don't forget what God's done in your life. Don't forget your salvation. Don't forget how good God has been. Don't forget the blessings he has given you in your life. And you keep going forward and watch and see what God will do, because it is an amazing journey. It's an amazing journey. And you'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they, what are those next two words? Go forward. What are they again?
Go forward.
And that's my prayer for you young people, these teenagers. As you take this step in life, go forward. You trust God, you follow God, you'll be obedient to God, and you watch what God does in your life. Father, I pray that you'd, Lord, just help us to grasp this. It's not just for the seniors tonight. Lord, every one of us as Christians need to understand that we have a responsibility to go forward as well. Every one of us face problems and difficulties and trials. Lord, we can trust you that you're in control. And even though we may not see how we're going to get through the Red Sea, we can go forward. We can trust you and have faith. And just as when they came to the Jordan River, God said, go forward. And they went forward and he parted the Jordan River as well. Lord, I pray you'd help these young people, these seniors. Lord, first of all and foremost, that they would follow you. Lord, that they would stay in the Word of God. Lord, they would have that close relationship with you, following what you say in your Word. Lord, help them to develop that relationship with you. Lord, to have that desire to follow you, to love you with all of their heart. Lord, that they would be willing vessels, as we looked at this morning, to be used of you. And God, I pray you take these young people and you would use them far in far greater ways than we could ever imagine, than they could ever imagine. Lord, may they do much for the cause of Jesus Christ. Lord, help them to go forward. And even when problems and difficulties come, help them to look to you and just keep moving forward for the cause of Jesus Christ. Father, help us in these things. Thank you for each of these young people. Thank you for their families. And Lord, for the families, their desire to help these young people to know you and to help them to know your word. And Lord, I know it's difficult many times, especially with our firstborns getting ready to go off to college or career or something like that. It can be a little bit hard for the families as well. And so, Father, I pray that you would just encourage and strengthen both the families and these seniors and the plans that they have. And Lord, they would just look to you and, Lord, just to seek you first in all that they do in their life. We thank you for them, Lord, and we ask that you would just continue to bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're so happy for you seniors and excited for what God's going to do. What I'd like to do at this time is I'd like to dismiss the seniors and their families to the fellowship hall over there. If the seniors and the families of the seniors, if they could make their way across.